Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I am sorry for being such an idiot and choosing the wrong way for glory. These are the words of Mark Chapman, who is seeking parole from his life sentence for shooting and killing John Lennon 40 years ago. For more on this, I'm joined now from the United States by reporter Harriet Alexander. Harriet, tell us more about this apology.
Yeah, so it's interesting. This is now the 11th time that Mark Chapman has tried to get parole for the murder of John Lennon. And he has since he's admitted that he did it for glory, that he did it for the fame. Over the years, he's tried repeatedly since the year 2000 to get parole. He's allowed to apply every 2 years. Every time he's been turned down. And this time he said that he was seeking glory. And he was questioned about this by the three-person parole board in this prison in upstate New York. And they said, well, isn't it more infamy than glory? And he said, glory leads to infamy. Infamy leads to glory, sorry. And that was really quite damning in his case. And the parole board turned him down for the 11th time.
And he addressed the apology to Yoko Ono as much as to the parole board.
Yes, that's right. He did. He said that he was sorry for the harm that he had caused to her. But she has been unwavering, really, in her belief that he should not be freed. For the 11th time, she wrote to the parole board, and she said that she did not want him to be freed. She says that she feels that he is a risk still to her and to her family. I mean, several years ago, she did say that she wanted the date of his murder to be a day of forgiveness, but she said that she wasn't at the time quite ready to forgive Chapman himself.
The really unwavering, interesting unwavering female character in all of this is Chapman's wife, who has stuck by him all of these years. What do you know about her?
Yes, I mean, that's a really fascinating element of the whole story. So his wife is named Gloria. They were married 18 months before Chapman murdered John Lennon. She was a travel agent and she was working in Hawaii. And Chapman was organizing a lot of travel at that time. He went to Tokyo and to Hong Kong and around Asia. And that's how they met. Bizarrely, Chapman even told Gloria that he was traveling to New York because he wanted to kill John Lennon. But she has said that she didn't believe him at the time, that she thought that it was a mistake somehow. But yes, she has stuck with him. So for almost 40 years now, she has been traveling to visit him in prison. And she is by his side.
When he was tried, when he was sentenced, was there any adjudication as to his mental health?
Yes, absolutely. And that was very much a key part of his trial. Initially, his lawyers wanted to plead insanity, but the judge did then rule that Chapman was fit to stand trial. And Chapman has argued throughout the whole of his incarceration that he has now become deeply religious. He says that if he is freed, he would like to travel around the country preaching and talking about God and the correct way to live your life. But he's certainly a very troubled, complicated character. And his reasons for murdering John Lennon have varied over the years as well. But a key part of it does seem to be that when John Lennon said that the Beatles were probably more famous than Jesus, that seemed to have really pushed Chapman over the edge, which resulted in Lennon's murder.
And has his wife ever given any insight as to what she thought made him tick at the time?
She has actually given a few interviews. She has said that a lot of her friends found it hard to understand why she stayed with Chapman. She has spoken about her visits to him in prison. Interestingly, Chapman is in the same prison upstate New York as Harvey Weinstein, who is awaiting his extradition to Los Angeles for more sexual assault charges. But Gloria has spoken about her life with him behind bars, her visits to him. They're allowed 48-hour conjugal visits. Where they make pizza together, and she says that they discuss God and their faith, and they talk about Lennon as well, and how sorry he is for what he's done. But she hasn't really delved into the state of mind at the time. I think she thought that he wasn't going to go through with it.
Harriet, thank you very much for that. Harvey Weinstein and Mark Chapman behind bars together somewhere. Somebody is absolutely certain to be writing a film script of that that will probably never be made.